Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ and welcome you to the meditation upon His holy word and the eternal blessings which it contains if we study the precious pages of this book. Have you ever meditated upon the words of Galatians chapter 6, verse 14, where the beloved Apostle Paul wrote, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why was the cross so important to the apostle that he should confess that he would boast and glory in it? First, let us properly understand the expression, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For Paul was not referring to that wooden tree upon which our Savior was crucified. No, not at all. But Paul knew that the cross represents the work that was begun and that was completed by the Savior when he hung upon the tree of Calvary, a work which he accomplished for the glory of his Father in obedience to his will, but not only for his Father, but a work which at the same time he has accomplished on the behalf of all mankind to provide eternal salvation. Do you remember the triumphant words that the Savior cried just before he expired upon that cross? Luke in his Gospel makes it very clear that the closing words of our Savior were not spoken in the weakness of a dying man, but with a loud voice. And the beloved Apostle John has recorded those closing words saying, It is finished. And then the Savior bowed his head and died. Why are they the words of victory and triumph? Oh, let me remove a wrong conception which might be in the mind of some. These words were expressing not the termination of his life merely. No, my friend, you and I need to know from the Word of God the depth of truth these words reveal concerning the magnitude of a work which far exceeds all other divine undertakings by the great Godhead, far greater than the incomprehensible creation of the great universe in its magnitude, is that work which was done by the beloved Son of God alone and by himself on the cross of Calvary. Let me give you three reasons for the greatness of this work. First, it was of such importance that eternal ages passed before time and human history ever began. In those past eternal ages, the work of our Savior on the cross was anticipated. Listen to the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. Following the statement of the Savior's sacrifice, Peter declared, Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. This fact Peter also has mentioned in his Pentecostal sermon, recorded in Acts chapter 2 and verse 23, that Christ was crucified and being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God. My beloved friend, the cross of Christ in all of its eternal value was anticipated and planned before time ever began. A second reason of its great importance, because time present, the present history of human ages, cannot boast of anything greater. Name everything, that humanity, historically, that time may be boasting about. There is nothing greater that has ever been done for the blessing of all mankind, whether rich or poor, black or white, educated or uneducated, than that eternal work of redemption upon the cross, which alone can deliver a soul from entering into an eternal hell to be separated from God in the lake of fire. This also is the reason why the beloved Apostle Paul declared rightly, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then there is a third reason. This also is of such importance, for eternal ages to come will always look back to the work of Calvary's cross And I beg my listener to think carefully. Ask yourself the question, what in the history of time will always be remembered when time shall be no more and the eternal ages begin and continue forever? 'Twill not be the greatness of human deeds through all the history of human time that will be remembered, but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and its accomplished results, both for God and also for man. I beg of you to read Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 10, and see that in the new heaven above, there will be a new song when the Lamb of God, God's dear Son, our Savior, will be the eternal object of worship from all the redeemed hosts, because he was slain and has redeemed us to God by his blood. Please may I ask you to think the eternal past, which the Word of God alone can reveal. You have no human history book that goes back into eternity past. Can I repeat that? The vain, the empty, the theoretical things of man, speculations that they are not facts. But I beg of you to recognize that the Word of God speaks of facts in relation to an eternal past. And think, no other book in the world takes you backward before time began with an emphatic emphasis upon the reality of its truth, so that the eternal past and also present time and all the future ages to come, they exalt, they magnify the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. How true we can say the cross is the center of two eternities. One has well written the lovely words, and true it is, O mystery of mysteries, of life and death the tree, center of two eternities, which look with rapt adoring eyes onward and back to thee. O cross of Christ, where all his pain and death is our eternal gain. My beloved friends, we wish by the grace and the help of God, by his Spirit, we wish to present from day to day, as we may go on with this blessed theme, the biblical truths which refer and reveal the glorious things that Christ has done for you and for me through his death upon the cross and his atoning sacrifice. I would like you to think with me as we commence this series on the glory of the cross. I would like you to think with me of two particular facts. And that is, in the will of the Lord, we wish to point out a twofold objective for considering the blessed themes that we will find in biblical teaching relative to the work of Christ upon the cross. Let me repeat it again. There is a twofold objective. First of all, and I say this humbly, but I say it earnestly, the first objective is this: that it may produce in the hearts of all of us, whether we are saints redeemed by the blood of Jesus, or whether we are still unsaved sinners, I pray that the meditation upon the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ will produce a deeper appreciation for the person of the Son of God. There is no other person in the whole universe. There has never been a person in the human history of the race who is as worthy as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, no matter how dear others may be, no matter how they may be loved, how they may be appreciated. May I say firmly, lovingly, sincerely, there is one person who should be appreciated and loved more than the dearest one that can be in nature, related to you and me, and that person can be none other than our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved radio friend, with deep earnestness the desire of my heart in all the teaching and the preaching of God's Word is to make the person of Christ more precious to all my listening friends in the broadcast, not only today, but even every day. But not only that is the objective, first of all, that we mention, there is also a second objective in what we shall study relative to the glory of the cross, and that is that all of us may obtain an intelligent understanding or comprehension in some measure concerning the spiritual and the eternal blessings which God has provided for us through the blessed work of His beloved Son upon that cross. Oh, my beloved, all the eternal blessings, all the spiritual blessings, all that the soul needs, and all that will be enjoyed through an everlasting eternity by those who trust the Savior. It is indeed an intelligent thing that we should seek to understand. It matters not whether you may be saved or whether you are not saved, whether you may be a Christian or a non-Christian, a believer or an unbeliever. God, by His Holy Spirit, has eternal blessings for all of us if we will allow His Word to intelligently inform us what the great work of Christ has accomplished upon the cross. So will you please follow, if you will, each day's broadcast as we study the glory of the cross. May I repeat again, my beloved friend, we shall never be able to fathom all of it, but oh, we shall find some of the blessings which God has for us as we study the subject, the glory of the cross. The poet is well written, and we quote the words of the old hymn, "In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time, all the light of sacred story gathers round its head sublime." Beloved, will you meditate with me? We're touching upon the great theme, the glory of the cross, and may God help us all to be able to say, "God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Father, bless and sanctify Thy Word to the glory of the Savior in every heart, we pray. Amen.